This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Senate Democratic and Republican leaders remain at odds over a new coronavirus relief package, but some senators have found common ground, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
3 months ago, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young introduced the Restart Act. Since then, they've gained over 50 bipartisan co-sponsors, including Colorado Republican Cory Gardner. The bill is a long-term loan program that aims to help businesses not just survive, but recover from the pandemic. And its growing support may be a sign that these elected leaders now think the economic recovery could be harder and possibly longer than most had initially hoped. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Prosecutors are investigating whether Aurora police officers should face criminal charges for a recent incident involving a black family. Police put four black girls on the ground, handcuffing two of them. They were mistakenly suspected of riding in a stolen car. The video has caused outrage. Local District Attorney George Brockler says he won't hesitate to charge the officers if his office determines a crime was committed. And Colorado Parks and Wildlife has purchased a 1.5-acre piece of land in Carbondale. The land, which costs nearly $300,000, will be used to expand a state wildlife area along the Roaring Fork River. The department says it'll build a new parking area on the land and will also repair a fishing boat ramp. Warm temperatures today, mid-90s for Denver. This is CPR News.